Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
CPI just declined 0.3%.
Yeah.
And that's largely food and energy. It's up 0.1% core.
Right. But is that is? But aren't they are they more worried about aren't they more a little more worried about deflation than inflation?
Yeah, that's my point. If there's any doubt about when they're going to start raising interest rates, what's going on with oil now and getting closer to deflation could work to delay that a little bit.
Right. Well, there's a term that they use. I'm trying to remember the term. There's a term that they use called considerable time. In their previous reports, they've said we will not be changing monetary policy for a considerable, we'll leave it like this for a considerable time.
Some that phrase has usually been attached to considerable time after the end of QE.
Mm-hmm.
Well, QE is history now, so
right.
That phrase is sort of floating out there without any anchor. So I think it may be modified some today. They're not going to just drop it, but I think they may update it a little bit.
But the considerable time would mean how much time between now and when they raise rates. But if inflation is going down, if we've got disinflation, especially driven by oil prices, and since oil permeates much of our world, not just what goes in our automobiles. It seems to me like this could be the considerable time thing could become more relevant. What do you think?
I think so. I think that's exactly right.
All right, you heard that, folks, because I might not get so lucky to where Bob agrees with me on anything else after in the next couple of segments. I'm going to take that one as a victory. Quick break, 22, right back with our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer after these messages. We're going to talk about the politics and the economics of oil and how it affects you and me and our small businesses after these messages.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity High Performance HR and Business Solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's BPLANS.com, From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That's from Wayback Machine. That's by the way, that's Steve Winwood as a 17-year-old singing that song, Wayback Machine. 17 Tail, welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer. Dr. Robert McTeer is Distinguished Fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, former...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.